Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
I know you got a guy coming up here that was pretty quick at center. He's an anomaly, so OG could snap the ball and get out in front on a sweep, which was insane to me.
They swing it to Forte and picks up the first down.
Watch Olin Krutz go out and through to lead this play. This is almost like a one-man running screen here. Flip it over the top and pick up the first down. Olin Krutz getting it done.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Yep, I knew we were getting to Spiegel's feelings corner at some point, so here we are. I am at the feelings dinner table. I could at least use a Crown Royal shot before we get going here. But listen, and that's it for my Spiegel's feeling corner.
Hey, man, give yourself a shot of Crown as soon as the segment is done. You earned it. You earned it yourself.
I'm going to need it.
Oh, we appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend, sir.
Lawrence, how do you deal with all those feelings every week, man? You know what I mean?
Good question.
Singing music, doing art, wants to talk to you about your feelings all day.
I know.
Listen, man, I mean, I know we're in this era now where that's all okay. I'm not the guy.
Noted. Noted. I'll never put Olin in a feelings corner again.
No, we have to do it. You got to be you, Speech. We got to do it, man.
That's
every
right.
Time
you got to be you.
Spiegel's feeling corner.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Oh, man. Olin is the best. I'm trying to think. Gabe Ramirez in for Lawrence. Do we start by trying to put Olin in the feelings corner? Should I wait for it later? Usually I like to do it like at the 15, 16 minute mark. You know,
I thought you were going to ask him about the tush push for the turkey bowl.
Oh, we should.
All right.
That's a good one, too. But yeah, no, we could so many different directions we could go with the great Olin Krutz. This is how Lawrence deals with it. Olin, he takes a week off every once in a while, just gets the hell out of town, you know?
He went to go reset, right? Get his feelings back in order, get refresh, and get ready for the end of the Chicago Bears season and their end run to the playoffs.
That's right, man. You got to stay fresh for the stretch run.
Lawrence.
Yeah. Coach, he's away. Olin, this is going to be a fun one on Friday. Like that, that Steelers win was a really good one. Maybe their best win of the season. I thought it was their best win of the season, but this is another kind of test. What's different and unique about this particular test on Friday on the road?
Yeah, it's a good point by you that Steelers win was a good win, but Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing, right? Another excuse for people who watch the Chicago Bears from a national perspective and say, okay, they're not, you know, they're plus 12 in all their 6-1 score wins. Are they for real? Is this team a contender, or are they a pretender? Is what a lot of people are wondering when you look at all their stats and compare them to good football teams and all the things that the statistics that tell you they are not a good football team, but they find a way to win without seven starters, right, on defense. They find a way to keep winning football games, late in football games, coming up with stops. You know, their defense really came up with two stops against the Steelers, with seven starters out, right, which is pretty damn impressive. So really excited as someone who analyzes the Chicago Bears, I'm sure like you guys are, to see them go up against the defending world champs. And we know the world champs just lost. The Philadelphia Eagles just lost to the Dallas Cowboys, and the offense has not been great. But here is Vic Fangio at home, right? Here's this Philadelphia Eagles team that is legit. They are a contender. We'll see who's in and who's out for them. But how can you not be excited about these 8-3 Chicago Bears playing in prime, playing against, playing against the Eagles on Black Friday on television to see if, oh man, can they compete against a good football team on the road? I'm excited as hell to see it.
Of course, I am too, right, Olin? And I feel like, you know, I'm sure you, like me, whenever you're walking around the city, people are always asking, you know, like, is this team for real? Are they good? And I always tell them, I say, listen, mm-hmm. they're good because they've beaten the bad teams. So they're not a bad team. They've definitely beaten mm-hmm. them. So my question for you, Olin, is, when you are a good team, right, and you have been on some good ones, and you go up against another good team, how do you attack them? Right? What's the mindset for the Bears? Is it more about leaning into what you do best, or are you trying to stop that team that is above you?
Yeah, it's about leaning into what you do best, right? You have to believe in what you are, and that's the one thing I see when I throw on the Chicago Bears film is I see buy-in to their coaching staff, to what their coaching staff with Coach Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen, right, Declan Doyle, what they're asking Hightower, the coordinators and the head coach are asking these football players to do. They are doing at a high level. They have complete commitment to what they're trying to do on offense, what they're trying to do on defense, and they have a belief, which makes a team dangerous, right? And I turn the film on, and I'm like you. I say, well, I don't see a Super Bowl champion yet, right? But there are some guys hopefully coming back that can shore up some of their weaknesses. But I don't see that yet on film. But I do see a good football team. I see a team who can run the ball, who can lean on their offensive line when need be, who can lean on their run game. I see a young quarterback who can make plays. I see a young up-and-coming tight end who looks like he's really hard to stop. I see some weapons there on offense that the Philadelphia Eagles and Vic Fangio, right? Vic Fangio versus Ben Johnson should be a pay-per-view event. Get your popcorn ready. You should have to pay to watch those two guys scheme against each other.
That's great.
And then on defense, you see guys like Byard and Nashawn Wright and Montez Sweat continue to make plays to win football games. Maybe not stop guys with the yards, maybe not keep them out of the end zone, but get takeaways, get turnovers, find ways to win football games. Look, we know, man. I mean, some of this season has seemed like luck. Some of when you turn the film on, you're like, man, I don't know how much of this is real, how much of this is just the ball is bouncing your way. Last week, guys, I mean, we had that sack fumble, right? Sack fumble touchdown in the end zone. There was also the Duggar, I think, is the Steelers defensive back. He dropped two interceptions right in his chest, right? So some of that, you turn on the film, you're like, man, if he would have just caught that, that game would have been totally different. So those are the things you say, okay, put all that aside. Jalen Hurts is there, Philadelphia Eagles. Let's go see what this football team is over there Friday in Philadelphia.
So it is a pay-per-view of sorts. You got to have Amazon Prime.
So true.
See this game
there
on Friday. I will say, though, it is going to be broadcast locally on Fox, WFLD 32. Mm. We'll have the game on TV. Of course, Olin and Big Cat and Mark Grody will be live at the Wall, 6144 West Grand Avenue in Gurnee Mills. They'll get you set for the game on Friday from 11 to 2 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on The Score. And following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. I love when you watch film during the week and you just kind of tweet your thoughts out as you go. I'm glad you brought up the buy-in. I was going to ask you about it because I saw you have that thought. Mm-hmm. And then this, Luke Newman at fullback in the I formation. And I didn't even realize he ran a pattern. He ran a pattern at one point. Mm-hmm. Was he wide open in the flat? Why didn't they give Luke Newman the ball?
Virtually defenseless, right? He's like the crane in Karate Kid. Put that guy in the flat. How can they stop it? But Luke Newman came in, guys. Jonah Jackson went down. He was in for 10 points, right? He was in for a touchdown drive, and he was in for a field goal and did a pretty damn nice job. And it went out there, and that was a big day, I thought, for Ryan Poles. And it has to continue, right? The book's not written. You can't close the book yet. But a day where Ozzie Trapillo's at left tackle, Luke Newman's got to come in at right guard. You got guys at linebacker that you don't even know playing linebacker. You got, you know, Austin Booker there at defensive end. You got Shoyinka playing defensive end. You got all these young guys, all these pieces that they have to put together for this puzzle that is now 8-3, a little credit to the general manager for putting this all together and having guys go out there and look like they're capable of doing the job that they're doing. And I mentioned the young tight end, Colston Loveland. He looks like, guys, man, he is making plays. He ran a little 5-yard out, and you know, Caleb hit him, gave him an easy pass. I think Caleb talked about how friendly of a target he is this week. Also Declan Doyle, but he turned it up for a 17-yard gain, right? Catching the ball at 5 or 6 yards and just turning that thing up for 7 yards. Obviously, there's a touchdown pass that we all know about. Beautiful scheme by Ben Johnson and Declan Doyle and the coaching staff, getting DJ Moore to come underneath and clearing out that whole side of the field and leaving Colston Loveland one-on-one. And with Caleb's arm, that ball goes in there, and it's a touchdown. So a lot of good young players. Again, mentioned Ryan Poser's draft pick. A lot of guys look like they are raising their level, not to mention maybe Darnell Wright might be the best right tackle playing in football right now.
Yeah, and those young guys, you got to include Ozzie Chiapillo, right, in the performance that he had on Sunday, just having a hell of a job there. And when you're talking about this offense, you know, it's predicated on the run, right, predicated on the play action. We've seen Caleb operating under center a lot. And so, Olin, for you, you know, when we talk about the play action, everybody focuses on the QB and the running backs, but how much of, you know, moving a defensive eyes actually comes from what the offensive line is selling, you know, in their first few movements?
A lot of it, right? And you mentioned the young guys. You got to put Kyle Manunga in there, right? Yeah. The seventh-round pick this year. And like you're saying, when a defense has to overextend itself to stop the run, and here's what's happening a lot with the Chicago Bears right now, the way Jonah Jackson and Dahlman and Tooney and Darnell Wright and Ozzie Chiapillo and Theo Benedict, when they're in there, let's throw in Cole Kmet, who does a great job blocking out there. They ask him to do all kinds of things, right? So when we put that all together and the defense says, okay, we can't just line up with six guys, they got six blockers. We have to put an extra defender in what they call the box. By that, I mean from tight end to tight end. Put an extra defender in there to slow this run game down. Because when we go man for man and we have an extra guy, we can't stop them. We're getting rolled out of there, rolled off the ball. And you guys know who the Steelers have, right? And Hayworth and Keanu Benton. And they have a lot of good football players in there. And the Bears are moving them. And, okay, man, we can't stop them with just our front. We got to put an extra safety in there, an extra linebacker. Now, guess what? Your receivers are one-on-one. There's one less guy in coverage. The offensive line gets to be aggressive on their pass block because they get to sell run. And then Caleb, nice fake, turn around. And a lot of people have talked about the way he likes to attack the middle of the field, the way he likes to go after the middle of the field to his receivers, to his tight ends. And so it's just been a really, really good thing for Chicago Bears under center, play action, play fake. And then the defense has to overextend itself to stop the run. And there's your opportunity for a big play and explosive, which we know Ben Johnson likes in the pass game.
So we're not sure whether it's Theo or Ozzie. We just listened to Ben Johnson saying that Ozzie played pretty well and kind of being coy when asked who the starter is. I saw you tweet that you figure it's Theo. Did you hear Ben? Do you think he's just playing around? What do you think's going on here?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I could see why they would think that there at left tackle, right? And they gave him a lot of help. And you heard him talk about the way Theo held inside when he had people lined up outside and what the Steelers do. And Nick Herbig from Honolulu, Hawaii, St. Louis High School in Honolulu, Hawaii.
There it is.
He was lining up outside of receivers, outside the tight ends on the end line of scrimmage. And they were really overextending him. I actually texted somebody to ask him why the hell he does that. Why does he widen out outside of tight ends and wide receivers? I'm still waiting for the answer back. But when I talk about who's starting there at left tackle, the one thing you got to be careful when everything is going really good, right, with Nashon Wright and Ozzie Chiapillo, and you're winning football games, and you don't get behind in the game, and you can still run the ball. And like, you know, you guys just talked about run, play, action, pass, and protect your tackle. You got to make sure you're really seeing what's on film and who's actually playing good football and what can carry over to the next game. And I'm sure Coach Ben Johnson and Coach Roshar, the offensive line coach, I'm sure they're talking about it. Who should start, Ozzie Chiapillo or Theo Bain? I'm sure, even though if Theo doesn't start, my thought is that even though he's full in practice, maybe he's not fully healthy with that quad. This will be a tough matchup on the road. I'll be honest with you, when I turn the film on between Theo and Ozzie, I don't see a huge difference. I think Theo's a little better of a run blocker, and Ozzie's probably a little better of a pass blocker. Theo probably gets his pads down and rolls off the ball. But if he's not fully healthy, they probably go with Ozzie Chiapillo. If he's fully healthy, I would expect Theo to be back in there in the lineup. To be honest with you guys, that is not the reason the Bears would win the football game. Those guys are not that much different than each other. It's not like the Eagles lost Lane Johnson, right? Like, oh, my gosh, we lost an all-pro here. If you go with Ozzie Trapillo over Theo Benedict, you're just saying, okay, maybe he's not fully healthy yet.
What? How important is it to have Joe Thuney on the left side with these young left tackles, one after another, showing that they can at least hang in an NFL game?
The guy's an absolute machine, man, when you watch him on film, when you watch him do the things a left guard is supposed to do. If you're a young left guard in the NFL, in college, and or in high school, turn on Joe Thuney film, watch the way he operates, watch his footwork, watch the way he stays in pass protection. By that, I mean help the center, but still get help to the tackle like you're talking about. Speaks, he's in the rights. You know where he is. He's where he's supposed to be. That's really comforting, right, for a young football player to have a guy who's that consistent, who's like a machine out there where you turn the film on and the coach probably doesn't even coach him, but Coach Roshar probably doesn't even coach him in a room after a while. Just say, oh, Joe's going to be where he's supposed to be, and he's going to make the guy beat him. Like, he's not going to give you anything. So really comforting for him, comforting for Dahlman at center, who's playing really well at center, right? Just comforting for the whole offense to have a guy like that who not only is in the right place but can block his guy and then get help to whoever needs the help on certain downs. He's hanging there for Dahlman. Boom, getting out to Ozzie when Ozzie needs it. Getting out to Theo Benedict when Theo Benedict needs it. He helped Braxton when Braxton needed it. So really money well spent by the Chicago Bears there at left guard.
Yeah, that's a great one. And you know, they're going to need that if they're going to be putting up some points, which leads me to my next question, because I'm trying to figure out the script in my mind, Olin, of how this game should be playing out. But in your mind, do the Bears have a better chance of winning if it's a low-scoring dogfight, or if it's a high-scoring shootout? What is that for you?
I think it's going to be the low-scoring dogfight, right? I think the Eagles lost to the Denver Broncos, and I think that would be a really good game for people to go look at it, if how the Chicago Bears could go in there and maybe steal a game, which without your linebackers in a way the defense has been playing is going to be tough, right? But if the Eagles' offense is scoring a lot, I just don't see the Bears' offense scoring a lot against Vic Fangio and his defensive unit there in Philadelphia without the snap count, having to use the silent count, right? It's going to be a rowdy, loud crowd. It's going to be hard to put up 30 points, which if you're talking about a shootout, that's what it's going to be, right? It's going to be 34 to 31 Chicago Bears if you're saying it's going that way. I think I don't think the Chicago Bears score that many points, so my answer to that is it's going to have to be a low-scoring game. The defense is going to have to play good football, get some takeaways, hopefully dominate on special teams, keep a struggling Eagles offense out of the end zone, right? Keep them struggling, keep them frustrated, hopefully cause some infighting on the sideline, make them yell at the offense coordinator, right? That's what I imagine in my head, them yelling at the offense coordinator on the sideline. Now the game is going good for us, right? Saquon Barkley screaming at the offense coordinator, A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts arguing, and now, man, now we're doing the things we need to do to win that football game, because Vic Fangio is really good. I think the Eagles at home are really under 20 points a game. The defense is giving up under 20 points a game. They got really good players on defense. You start with Jalen Carter, right? You start with Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith. They traded for Phillips. What the hell is wrong with the Dolphins? Are they trying to give them another Super Bowl by trading them that pass rusher? Right? Like, what the hell is going to get Dean, right? You got Braun. You got, I know they're down a safety, but they got a lot of good football players there, man. The Eagles do over there on their defense, and they have probably what a lot of people would consider the number one defense coordinator in all of football.
Yeah, Fangio's so good. I love...
He's like Yoda, you know? He's like Yoda up there in the box.
Man, because they play calm, right? They play calm, they play steady, they're in that shell. It's like they don't give you explosives. Sometimes, most of the time, they don't blitz. It's just, it's amazing. Hey, Brad Biggs wrote about Dan Roshar today in the Tribune about how he came out of retirement to take this job. And you've talked about what a job he's doing. But I loved this quote about the first time he retired after he got fired by Dennis Allen in 2022. Roshar said, quote, "I was power washing my deck for the third time in 2 weeks. And my wife looked at me and said, I don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to do something else." And he went back to it. Freaking, I love that. It's just, she's like, you are a coach. Go back and do that. So the man is coaching. He just can't get it out of his system. And thank God, right? He seems really damn good at his job.
Yeah, man, here we are. We see it, Gabe, we're in the feelings corner. Here
waited
we go.
Waited till 19.
Olin, he warned you. He warned you.
Waited till 19. Olin, how many times have you power washed your deck?
Hey, listen, man, Coach Rochard, I'm lucky to know him a little bit, and I know people who know him. And what you just said, you are a coach. It's exactly what he is, man. He's a ball coach. He believes in the fundamentals he teaches. He believes in what he tells the guys, and he tells you the same thing over and over and over again. And you can see he's one of the few O-line coaches right now who teach getting a three-point stance and running off the ball and getting movement and doing the things, getting pad under pad, hands low to high, getting displacement on the defense. And when you turn the Chicago Bears film on, you see that. From their offensive line, you see guys rolling off the ball. Their combo blocks have gotten a lot better. I think you guys, as you probably saw, I tweeted out everyone on the same angle there on a zone play. And even Rome Odunze was on the angle, right? Everyone was just running the Steelers off the ball in the same direction. To me, man, that's art. That should be in a museum somewhere, that picture. But Coach Rochard doing a great job right now. Ryan Poles finding the pieces, putting it in that room. Coach Rochard developed it, and then you got an offensive coordinator slash head coach, guys. When you watch the film, you can see he understands offensive line play. He understands that stopping the pass rush first is the most important thing, that running the ball is important, but he also sees through his play calls how to attack the defense. A lot of offensive coordinators will call a run play and not really even know what the hell is going on the run play and who has to block who and how the offense matches up against the defense they're going against. These things are all working together. And let's not forget to mention Coach Eric Bieniemy, the running back coach, who's doing a great job with these running backs.
Damn good coaching staff. It's fun to have it. Olin, thankful for all these football talks and learning from you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving. And yeah, thankful for you guys, too. And Feelings Corner. We got to get a song for the Feelings Corner.
I like it.
Feelings, nothing more than feeling. I'll work on it. I'll see what I can get going.
All right. Well, you're the music guy. I'm not. You better work on it.
All right. I'll get it done. We'll get something next week. All right. Sold. All right. It's Olin Kruth here on 670 The Score. He's the best.
It's great. I say it all the time. You know, I do, like when I do overnights, right? after the Bears games.
Yeah.
Olin, Pat, and obviously Mully doing their stuff. I always say, like, Pat and Olin on the post game is must listen to radio, because the way they break it down, they're passionate about the team. You understand there's a level of expertise there. Like, no one does it quite like them. And that is not a biased opinion. That is an unbiased. I think a lot of people would agree with me.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And we get the opportunity now to dissect a well-coached team and a good team, which is crazy. This has not been the case for quite some time.
That it has not, my friend.
Folks, it's time to play the game.
I'm ready.
It's a Thanksgiving football week version of categories. Coming up next, it is Gabe and Baby T and Alex Kuhn who will play along with you, the listener. It's next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, what?
I think it's time
to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. And yes, you have to play the game. Gabe Ramirez, welcome in. You have to play categories.
I can't wait.
Tyler Feringel, welcome in. You have to play categories. Alex Kuhn, you get to play categories. Not a have to, it's a get to. Let's reframe it full of gratitude here at Thanksgiving week. All right?
I'm thankful for this game.
There it is. So look, three categories. Two of them are sports. One has to do with culture or the world at large.
Okay.
And I give you the category, then you guys name one item a piece, and we go around in a circle. You out there, wherever you are, you can play along. Shout it into the void or text it. Don't be looking at the text screen, you guys. Okay. Make sure you cover it.
And this isn't one where, like, I say something that begins with an A, then Feringal says something with a B, and then a C. Not that one. Okay.
Although.
I mean, that's a fun one.
525 is open. No.
Holiday.
That's right. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
I thought about this it good. This way. Jalen Hurts is the reigning Super Bowl MVP.
Fair.
Congratulations to him. I'm looking at a list of every quarterback that has ever been a Super Bowl MVP. Just the quarterbacks
sure.
who have been Super Bowl MVPs. The number, I think, is 21 of them, including Jalen Hurts. So you can't pick him. But
who goes first?
Gabe, you go first.
Give Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes,
easy.
Multiple times, has been a Super Bowl MVP. Tyler, give me a quarterback who won Super Bowl MVP.
Doug Williams.
Oh!
Did you really go there?
Game on!
I like this.
That was just bragging. That was just showing off right there.
Okay.
But that's very nice. Doug Williams is indeed on the list.
How about our guy, Kurt Warner?
Kurt Warner, Super Bowl MVP.
I like this.
Yes.
I like where we're going with all of these.
What you got, Gabe?
I am going to go a Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, Super Bowl
yes.
MVP. Hell yes. Tyler, give me one.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, multiple times a Super Bowl MVP for the Steelers. His bourbon is terrible. Alex.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Easy.
So many times. One, two, three. Let me cross them all out. Four, five Jesus. Times a Super Bowl MVP.
I'm going to go Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, multiple times. One, two.
How many do we have left?
Three
I need like a running count of how many we have left.
There's several.
I'm feeling pressure.
There's okay. several. There's, right. I see four. 5, 6, okay. 7, 8, 9, right. 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, wow. There's quite a
14,
few.
There's still 14 left. Okay. Tyler, what you got?
Phil Sims.
Phil Sims, Super Bowl Damn. MVP. What do you go, 24 of 26 in the Super Bowl? Or 22,
22
of
25, I think.
Yeah, 22 okay. of 25, something like that. Alex, what you got?
Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, Super Bowl MVP. Damn Skippy
he
in
is,
27.
He's
Super
making
Bowl
me
27.
Nervous with his confidence in his answers. I've got to be
both
honest.
Of those guys.
I'm
on
go,
fire.
I'm going to go Eli Manning.
Eli Manning twice in 52 and 56 for Eli Manning.
Like
Tyler.
This.
John Elway.
John Elway.
Oh,
damn Skippy
so
in
good.
33 for the Denver Broncos. John Elway. Alex.
Sorry, guys. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Oh.
51 for Peyton Manning
I
against
think,
the Chicago Bears.
Think,
you go to hell, Alex Kuhn.
I think I'm going to be the one to lose the first one.
Think about
I'm gonna
it.
Say, I'm going to say Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer is fun to think about, but no, he was not Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
But he is the worst coach in the history of UAB,
fair.
So he's got that
fair.
Going for
fair.
Him. Fair. Wonder what bucket that's in. Tyler, you got any more?
Ben Roethlisberger?
Ben
oh,
Roethlisberger
good.
Was... Not a Super
wow.
Bowl MVP. Big Ben.
Jerome Bettis
I thought
won it
he
that
got
year.
The one against the Cardinals.
No.
Was it was James Harrison?
Yeah, I don't have the full
was,
list,
I
but I just kept the quarterbacks. James Harrison against
okay.
the Cardinals and Jerome Bettis. Maybe Willie, who's the guy who ran for 75?
Willie Parker?
Willie Parker, was he one
okay.
that year? No, I don't know. There was a safety, Larry Brown, right? Larry Brown won
Man.
It. So anyway, no, not Ben.
Alex?
Alex, one more for the win.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Was not a
wow.
Super Bowl.
Oh,
MVP.
Desmond Howard. Was
Desmond
it?
And
Howard.
A
oh my
gosh.
Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers.
Matthew Stafford.
No Matthew Stafford. Yes,
and when they won the Rams.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers.
Cooper Kupp
won
it that year.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
here
yeah.
are the ones that you guys did not get: Nick Foles, Steve
Duh.
Young.
Oh my God.
Mark Rippon. Jim Plunkett, and then back in the day, Bart Starr, Joe Namath, Len Dawson, and Roger Staubach.
Guys, I think we did a good job for
excellent
being younger
showing.
Guys.
You excellent show.
Great job, guys.
All right, we'll go to the modern NFL. I was praising the Bears for being the second best team in running the football. I decided to just look at the top 25 rushers of the football in the NFL right now.
Of all time.
Nope. Right now.
Oh, right now.
This season.
Top 25?
Top 25 in running the ball. Keep quiet, Kate, because Tyler's first. Just want to make sure you know.
My bad.
Tyler's first up here. Top 25 running the football this season, 2025 in the NFL.
So this is rushing yards, correct?
Rushing yards.
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey is number 10 with 796 yards. Alex.
James Cook.
Is second with 1,084 yards already. Gabe.
Oh, my God. DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift is number 17 with 649 yards. Tyler.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is not in the top 25.
Wow. He gone.
Oh, yes, he is. I'm sorry. He's 18th. I'm wrong. 18th with 648
yards. You gave
Baby
T a scare there.
Yeah, I do. Baby T doesn't like being scared. Like Alex, what you got?
King Henry.
King Henry, Derrick Henry, number 6.
That's good.
With 871 yards. Gabe.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs, number 3 with 951 yards. Fun fact, they were all last week against the Giants.
That's hilarious.
All 951 of them. Tyler, what you got?
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara. Ooh. Alvin Kamara, nope, not in the top 25.
Oh, man.
He is not. He must have less than 500 yards rushing, or at least less than 5'11". Alex.
Jonathan Taylor.
Number 1 with 1,197 yards. 1,197 already. Gabe.
Devon Achane.
Devon Achane, 900 yards. He's number 4. Alex.
Oh.
This is good. Deep cuts.
Rico Dowdle.
Rico Dowdle, number 7 in the NFL.
Is he really?
871 yards.
He just got
yards.
Back. What
I know,
that?
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Rico Dowdle. Gabe.
Oh, it's my turn again.
Yes.
Okay, I am going to go with Breece Hall.
Breece Hall, number 13 with 766 yards. Well done. Alex.
Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard, number 24 with 522. Gabe.
Oh, because Ferengul's not in it anymore.
No.
Okay. I'm going to say, oh, my God. Travis Etienne.
Travis Etienne, number 9 with 815. Alex.
Oh.
Bucky Irving?
Bucky
he's been hurt.
Irving has been hurt, and he's not on the list.
Yeah, let's go.
One more to win, Gabe, just to show
one
it
one more to win? Yeah. Sure. Let's go. Aaron Jones Sr.
Aaron Jones Sr. Nah, I'm still going to give you the win.
Thank you.
But he's not there.
26th.
Javonte Williams.
Oh, duh.
Bijan Robinson.
Oh, my God.
Kyren Williams. J.K. Dobbins. Saquon Barkley is still there. Guys. Kenneth Walker III. Quinshon Judkins.
Saquon,
I know. Chase Brown. Jalen Warren. Ashton Jeanty. Travion Henderson. Jordan Mason. And David Montgomery. But a fine showing by you guys.
Would it be cheating if we had the teams in front of us? Not necessarily the players, but the teams, that's the part.
Say, I'm going to say yes on
I like that.
That.
I like that. That makes it more difficult.
Yeah, no, because you got to just think through. But but it's probably what some people out there were doing, like thinking through the teams.
That's good.
All right. Look, every year, Campbell's figures out what are the most popular side dishes for Thanksgiving in each state, okay? But they only go to a top 5 overall.
Okay.
I had to go deeper than that. So I went to delish.com.
Sounds like a credible site.
The top 17 Thanksgiving side dishes from their team of experts at delish.com. These are the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes. Alex Kuhn, you're first.
Mashed potatoes.
Is number 5.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is low on the list. Is number 16. They said because it doesn't really match the harvest theme. So, but anyway.
Okay.
Whatever. It's on the list of the top 17.
I'm in.
Alex.
Oh, no. Baby T.
Baby T. Thanksgiving side dishes.
Stuffing.
Solid.
It's number 1.
Solid.
Actually, it's number 2, but number 1's controversial. I'm going to tell you number 1. All right? I'm just going to give it to you. They got gravy at number 1 because gravy is not just gravy. Oftentimes it has chunks of stuff in there and you got to make sure you have it.
Fair. I was debating on guessing that.
Isn't that interesting? I went ahead and gave it to people.
I like that. We wouldn't have guessed that.
I don't think you would have guessed it. No. Stuffing is indeed on the list.
Coon.
Alex.
Green bean casserole.
Damn right. Green bean casserole, number four.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes has been named already. Thank you, Gabe.
Sweet potatoes is what I meant to say.
Sweet potatoes. Damn Skippy. Sweet potato casserole or sweet potatoes. We'll give it to you. Yes. Tyler.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Deep cranberry sauce is right there. Number three on the list with gravy. Again, controversially, number one. Alex.
Rolls.
Rolls! Damn
cheap.
Skippy!
That's so
easy. Aren't they delicious?
So
it's bread and potatoes is what you need. So yeah, rolls are number 15 on the list.
I'm going to go with... Oh, damn. Well, okay, I can say this one. Rice and beans. you guys are wrong. You guys are wrong. No. You guys are wrong.
The Latino has entered the building. There are no rice and beans.
Con gandule. You cannot tell me that's not on the list. I don't want to hear it. All right. I'm out.
The game is out. I'm sorry. Tyler.
Ham.
Ham is not a side dish.
Side dish, sir.
I'm so sorry. Ham is a protein.
I was running thin after those two guesses.
Yeah. All right. Would you like to take another guess or no? You're out.
I'm out.
Okay. Alex, one more to win.
Oh, I like this. Go back to me. Does it go back to me?
No.
Oh, damn.
Well, yeah, maybe. Yes, it will. If Alex doesn't come up with one, I'll go around again.
Yeah.
I'm making up the rules here.
Corn casserole.
Damn, that's Skippy!
Good. That's a good one.
That's a great call. Corn pudding, corn casserole, as it's called, is absolutely number five on the list. The winner is Alex Coon.
I love it.
As good always,
and the,
winner is the listeners. We would have accepted roasted potatoes, scalloped potatoes as well.
That's
it's not
one.
Just mash. Cornbread is its own thing. A salad, spinach of any kind. You guys didn't go greens at all. Brussels sprouts, spinach, collard greens, and there was a second stuffing on the list, cornbread stuffing, which is thought to be its own thing next to regular stuffing.
Dressing.
Dressing is what they say.
Okay, yeah.
That's exactly right.
I'm
there
disappointed
it is.
In myself.
Yeah, no, don't be. Don't be. You know what? There's going to be rice and beans at my in-law's house tomorrow. I know
so
that
you
for
know
sure.
It's on the list. Speak not just like.
All right. Thank you for playing categories. The winner is Alex Coon. Coming up next on The Score, it's a revenge game. For who? For CDJG or GJ. We'll talk about it next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, he'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
That's the mini fridge. It's Doug Kramer from last year. What a difference a year makes. Last year on Thanksgiving, I was in New York with my family. My family. Thank you, Brian Kelly. And I was watching the Bears play the Detroit Lions. Mm. Things did not go well.
I'm here with my family.
Yeah, it did. It Didn't go well at LSU for Brian Kelly, but it really didn't go well in Detroit for Matt Eberflus, as he just flat out froze. And the next day, that Friday, I was staying at my brother's, and I was like, I got to call in. I forced my way onto my own radio show that Lawrence Holmes was doing solo.
That's so funny.
On the Friday, because I was like, man, I want to... We got to talk about this.
I have things to say. And I have an outlet. It's my show.
The arrogance. The world needs to hear from me. You know, I needed to talk about it.
I feel that.
I needed to process it. You know what I mean? So that is a very different place than we are in now. That's for damn sure.
I remember that time. So that Friday that you're speaking of, where Lawrence went on by himself.
Yes.
I was on by myself before Lawrence, and then the news broke that Eberflus got fired. So I was on the air when that happened, and then David Haw came swooping in because they put out the David signal, and then he came in, and then him and I did that show together right before Lawrence came on. So I remember that day vividly, because that news was not supposed to break when Gabe Ramirez was doing the morning show or whatever.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not, right? But that's okay, though, Gabe. I'm sure you handled it very well.
I handled it so well, they had to bring in David.
Don't take it personally.
It's fine. I love David. Yeah. I was like this. To be honest, I was like, woof, less work I got to do.
Oh, sure. Well,
David's here.
Well, but also, like, on a day like that, when the news breaks, it's like, you know, major. You want your big hitters out there.
As they should be.
You know, you want to play the hits.
What a difference a year makes, Spiegel.
Let me just say, as long as, you know, look, we're in the feelings corner. That's the way the hour started.
Play the song.
I'm going to miss my dad tomorrow so bad, man. My dad died like 6 months ago.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to miss him so much. I'm going to miss a lot of family because they'll all be with their folks. I'll thankfully be with my wife's family, who is my family.
Of course.
And they are wonderful to me, and I'm really looking forward to being with them. But I was just thinking about how much I'm going to miss my pops. And I'm sure I'm not alone with anybody who's out there who maybe lost someone close to you this year.
Holidays are tough.
It can be a really, really tough time. And I've been struggling with it more the last couple of days than I even realized. And I kind of realized it this morning, and I called his widow, my stepmother, who's a lovely person, and talked to her this morning, because she's the first person I thought of this morning after I was having a moment of quiet. So, like, to anybody out there who's lost somebody this year, I know how tough it can be, and I wish you peace tomorrow.
Spiegs, what do you think you are going to miss the most? Like, what do you think is going to consume the most amount of thoughts in your brain during Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Like, it was my parents' anniversary. Thanksgiving was my parents' anniversary. So it was the number one holiday in our house for a long, long time. We always, all the kids, I'm the youngest of five, the five of us would always make them breakfast in bed on Thanksgiving. You know, varying levels of
here's
execution.
Your breakfast. Go make my Thanksgiving now, Mom.
Right, exactly. You got 10 minutes.
And some here bread you go. And potatoes?
Yeah. But I'll tell you, Ren, I'm going to think of like that old wooden tray that we used to make the breakfast in bed on, and then we'd bring it in there. And they knew it was coming, but they would just like sit in there
stay
and
in
wait.
Bed, yeah, like these kids are taken. I got to cook this dinner, and they're not even here yet.
Can you get a move on? What are you talking about? Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm going to think about that and just, you know, being together with all the siblings and all of that. I'll probably think of that vibe.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, being with Ruben or seeing, you know, being around him, you know, those kinds of things pop up when you're thinking about your pops and
always,
you. And,
you know always. I mean? You know how it is.
Of course.
You know it as when you look at your kids and you think about the way that you were with your parents and
well,
that
see,
stuff rolls around.
And I also have had the luxury of being around you and Ruben multiple instances. And I get to see you be a dad, right? Not just a radio personality. And I know how much you're invested in his life, his happiness, more so than anything else. Yeah. And so I know when you're thinking about your pops and you got your kid, you know, there's a lot of connections there, man. I didn't know that you lost him 6 months ago. I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, man, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, you have seen us. I'm thankful for that time. Was that this past summer? Maybe even last year.
I feel
year.
Like, well, there's been, you know, playoff softball games that he's been at.
Yes.
Obviously, he's come to, Hamlin Park. Mozart Park.
Yeah.
To see us out
but
there.
But to see you with the Chicago Fire, you as the media entity at Soldier Field,
yeah.
And you got us down there on the sidelines. You know? I mean, that was badass.
It's good to know people. You know?
You're one of those people I know.
I guess I am.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. You get to see that. And, you know, I think around this time of year, you know, this is why Thanksgiving to me is my favorite holiday, Speaks.
Why?
Well, not only is it the food, right? I enjoy food and I enjoy the comfort of that, but it is family. And when you get a little older, whereas maybe when you were a younger kid, Thanksgiving just seemed as a holiday where people got together. But when you're older, you love seeing the change in the young people. You love seeing family members that you might not see on a consistent basis throughout the year. And you also accept the level of crazy for your family, right? Where you say to yourself, you know what? Whereas before it might have pissed you off and been like, oh, I got to go to this thing and I got to deal with this. And now it's like, ah, it's Jeff in the back and you know he's going to talk my ear off about it. Like it just becomes, I'm more open to that. And that's why it's my favorite holiday.
Well, good for you, man. Because that can be a challenge. Like even if your family's all here and you're going to see them all tomorrow, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to see Aunt Jane who starts drinking at 10 a.m.
Love Aunt Jane.
I mean, she's fun.
I'm Aunt Jane. My Thanksgiving is going to be
split. At least you're not Uncle Biff.
Yeah, that's right.
My Thanksgiving will be split. So I'll be doing Thursday, you know, because once you have multiple kids, and you got to split the families. It's like Thursday, I'm going to my in-laws.
Yeah.
And then Friday, I'll be going to my parents' house where they typically have Thanksgiving at. And I'll be doing leftovers and watching the Bears game. So we split it up that way.
There you go.
And then on Christmas, it'll be the opposite where my parents will get the priority of whatever day they want. Mm-hmm. And then the other day, we'll go to her parents'
house. And you're working here on Friday morning, right?
Yes. I'll be working Black Friday here myself, Judson Richards, and we will be doing the show right before our pregame begins with Grody, Olin, and James Big Cat Williams.
That's cool. And actually, Friday afternoon after the Bears game, I'll be on TV with your guy, Luke Kanellis, with our guy, Luke Kanellis.
Chicago Sports Tonight? Yeah. Love that.
No, actually, it's post-game? A post-game.
Oh, love
because the game is on Amazon Prime, but for local viewers, it's on Fox. It's right on WFLD. So right after that game ends on local, me and Lou have your post-game.
That's huge. Love that.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, man. You're going to be awesome on there. I'll be watching that.
Thank you, sir.
Because I'll be watching on Fox, so I'll just leave it on there.
Yeah, just leave it on there.
And then you end up being on
there. Because like Olin said, Vic Fangio and Ben Johnson should be pay-per-view. It actually is.
Or just free speaks.
Free speaks and Lou. It's either on pay-per-view or speaks and Lou.
Speaks and Lou.
Or Lou and speaks, I should say. He's Gabe Ramirez. I'm Matt Spiegel. We will talk about the revenge game a little bit next hour. But Gabe has a thought on this one on Friday. And I want to share it, make sure it gets shared, and get some of your thoughts on it as well. So listeners, hang in there and join us here on Spiegel and Holmes next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.